Define the concepts of presentation level and performance level. Use a case history in which you were the counselor to show the necessity for moving from the presentation level to the performance level. So you got to figure out what presentation level is. Okay, what is that? And you've also got to figure out what is this performance level thing. Okay, and then the next question, define the concept of preconditioning level. Use a case history in which you were the counselor to show the necessity for moving from the performance level to the preconditioning. So what they have here is terminology that is at three levels. Okay, I'm going to write this up here. Performance. Okay, so performance. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do this. Presentation, and then performance, and then preconditioning. Preconditioning, dot, dot, dot. Presentation, performance, preconditioning. Those are terms that somebody made up, I'm assuming Jay Adams. Fine terms, I never use them, but they're used in this question, so you got to figure out what they mean and then how you're going to relate what you know to this and then answer the question. Presentation. So he's talking to you about, so somebody comes into you and they begin just talking about their problems. Okay, presentation, that's what they present to you. Most of the time, that won't be the root issue. They come to you and they say, they come to you and say what? I'm having trouble with my husband. I'm depressed. I'm struggling in a certain area. My children are out of control. So the presentation level problem is the initial thing. What to answer the question, why are you here? Why are you here? You, being a trained nouthetic counselor, know that fruit comes from roots. Okay? Know that many times they are only beginning to, they're coming to you describing the fruit of their life. I'm angry. I'm depressed. I'm having anxiety attacks. My children are out of control and rebellious. Fruit issues. Okay? And then you may say, well, tell me why you are depressed. So the next level would be something like the performance level. That is a particular instance of why they think they are depressed. I lost my job this week because I blew up at my boss. They performed that way. Okay, so I'm depressed, presentation. Performance. I blew up at my boss this week and I lost my job. That's how they performed. Preconditioning, what does that mean? Has this guy had a habit of explosive anger over the years? How has he responded to pressures in his life over the years? How has he begun, I could even begin to say things like, what are his patterns of idolatry over the years? Okay, so performance, why are you here? I'm depressed. Presentation, why are you here? I'm depressed. Performance, one particular incident of the instigating depression that brought him here. I lost my job because I blew up my boss, and now I'm depressed. And then preconditioning, which he will not recognize. You as the counselor begin to analyze and begin to think through his pattern over his life of how he responds to pressure in his life. Idols of the heart, What is he living for? Those kinds of things. Okay, so, all right, look on page 148 at the top where it says competent counsel from J. Adams. I mean, this terminology comes from this book, okay? Look at the three dimensions of a problem. In the spiraling of sin, so the three dimensions of problem, in the spiraling of sin, problems become more and more complex. Beyond the basic sinful nature itself, three levels of complexity may be distinguished and for convenience might be called. Again, he's making up these terms for convenience. I'm calling them this. Presentation problems. I'm depressed, often presented as the cause when really an effect. Meaning, the person comes into you, he says, I'm depressed. He thinks that's the problem. Okay, he thinks that's the problem. You know, that's just a fruit issue. So number two, performance problems. I haven't been much of a wife. This is in regard to a lady. So she's depressed in her marriage, a performance problem. I haven't been much of a wife recently. In this case, a performance thing may be, well, recently my husband is angry with me because the house is not being cleaned. That's her most immediate incident of I haven't been much of a wife, and she says she's depressed. Maybe she's guilty. Maybe she's feeling shame, but she's categorizing it as depressed, the presentation problems. And she some way feels that she's not been much of a wife. Preconditioning problems. I avoid responsibility whenever the going get tough. Often presented as an effect when really it is the underlying cause. The habitual response patterns, and Jay Adams used to use this term quite a bit, habituation. The habitual response patterns of which the performance problem is just but one instance. The preconditioning problem generally does not come fully into focus until its relationship to the first two has been understood. Basically, you won't begin to understand all of this until you give it time and begin to analyze their habits of response to life's pressure, and you begin to talk to them about their issues of the heart. Okay, so that's where Jay Adams discusses those three things. He mentions them one more time on the following page, so flip it over. We distinguished earlier between three sorts of problems, but a concise summary here would help. So we're going to summarize it again. The presentation problem is the first problem presented to the counselor. It answers the question, why are you here? And usually consists of a recital of symptoms like I'm depressed. The performance problem, second problem, is a specific cause or causes of the immediate debilitation. Not infrequently, clients reveal the performance problem early in counseling. Sometimes the performance problem, I've been using drugs. I mean, I was using drugs yesterday and I'm depressed. I'm hooked. Is stated as the presentation problem. When this takes place, the client is often in despair at the end of his ropes. His defenses are down. The preconditioning problem is a long-standing underlying pattern of non-biblical responses which often stems back into childhood. It is a general pattern of his life, of which the performance problem is but only one specific incidence. And it goes on, of course, at the bedrock beneath all three is sinful disposition which man is born, the heart out of which all else proceeds. Good counseling seeks to solve not merely the presentation and performance problems, but also attempts to break all non-biblical preconditioning patterns and replace them with biblical behavior. I would say with a transformed heart. Okay, so this is a little dated, but the words are coming from this thing. Sanctification consists of putting off the old man and putting on the new. He skipped a process there, renewing the mind. We don't skip that ever. You don't just put off and put on. There's a verse in there between. Renew the mind, okay? Putting off and putting on without renewing the mind is ineffective. So I will take Jay to task on that. And Jay knows that, but he didn't write it there, okay? So Jay has more wisdom in his whole body, in his little pinky than I have in my whole body. Okay, so that's where that came from. Let me show you another way to look